wondering if you think of me. Asking myself, does he exist? Does he even know who I am? Or does he even know my name? Is my mind playing games? I feel like it's a movie where I keep dreaming. So where I keep... 各位亲爱的朋友们，欢迎来到找间课堂第二系列抛招接招小节目。我是 Julia。今天我将抛出第六招，说 Joy。
She has been walking on air since she won the prize.
自从得奖以来，她一直兴高采烈。
His father's compliment left Jack walking on air.
父亲的赞扬令 Jack 得意洋洋。在刚才 Catherine 说到的两个句子中，都用到了同一个词语 walk on air, walk on air。这是一个动词短语，从其字面意思来看，就是走在空气之上。汉语中表示一个人心情非常轻松愉快，可以说飘飘然或轻飘飘。如果一个人高兴得忘乎所以然的时候，我们常常用腾云驾雾这四个字眼来形容。这样的表达方式与 walk on air 这个英语成语有异曲同工之妙。要形容一个人很高兴很得意的时候，英文中我们可以用walk on air 这三个字眼，走在云中轻飘飘的，非常高兴。因此我们可以翻译为得意洋洋，兴高采烈，乐得美滋滋，乐得美颠颠，乐得飘飘欲仙，乐得飘然而行。下面我们通过更多的例句来熟悉这个习语的意思。Her father's promise to give her a big sum for her study abroad made her walk on air. Her father's promise to give her a big sum for her study abroad made her walk on air.爸爸准备给他一大笔钱让他出国留学的消息把他乐得美颠颠的。
Wang Ming has been walking on air ever since he got the official letter that he's been accepted as a graduate student at Beijing University. You know, he never thought he'd get a chance.Wang Ming has been walking on air ever since he got the official letter that he's been accepted as a graduate student at Beijing University. You know, he never thought he had a chance.
自从王明收到北大正式通知书，说他被录取为研究生以后，他真是轻飘飘的，好像腾云驾雾一样。你知道吗？他从来没有想到他会被北大录取。
When Mary got the news she was being promoted to be director of marketing, she felt like walking on air. You know, this is what she's been after for years, and now she finally got it.When Mary got the news she's been promoted to be director of marketing, she felt like walking on air. You know, this is what she's been after for years, and now she finally got it.
在 Mary 得到被提升为市场部经理的消息后，她真是感到飘飘然，走起路来好像腾云驾雾一样。你可知道？为了争取得到提升，他花了好几年的功夫，现在他终于得到了。
Hearing all those nice words people were saying of him, he felt as if he were walking on air. Hearing all those nice words people were saying of him, he felt as if he were walking on air.
听到人们对他的溢美之言，他感到飘飘然。好，亲爱的朋友们，今天娇玲的这招说快了。Walk on air, walk on air, 您是否掌握了呢？实践才是检验真理的标准。那么就请完成下面的功课，看看自己是否真的掌握了。好，我们今天的节目就到此结束了，下次再会。